This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
A perfect mix of music, news, and interviews.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and RV Miller are with you.
Barely. I mean, I'm with someone. I'm somewhere.
You'll get there eventually.
Indeed.
So are we calling it status or status?
Huh? Well, you're calling it status, apparently. I pronounce it properly and call it status.
Status. Status brings together, brings the stories of HIV stigma and discrimination to life. It is being presented, well, it's being directed by Cameron Menzies. It features Will Conyers, who Joy audiences may know, Catherine Innes, and our next two guests, Juliet Hindmarsh and Maurice Mammoliti. Is that
Maurice
right?
Maurice Mammoliti.
Mammoliti.
Yep.
You know, you work for a man with who's got way too many syllables in his last name. You'd think you'd practice that one.
Oh, well. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
So, are you both actors by profession?
Wishing to be.
Yeah, wishing. I don't know if you could say that I'm professional.
Yeah.
Dedicated amateur.
Yeah, that's more like
if we get
independent,
paid.
Yeah. I think.
Yes, freelance.
Yeah. Freelance.
Freelance. Actually.
Are you getting paid? Is this a paid gig?
Oh, I don't think we should be talking about that.
I don't know. We could call you professional by the end of it if you're getting paid.
Oh, no. Well, I guess you're like, even if you do get paid for stuff, you're still not considered professional until you get, you know, a paycheck every week sometimes. You know, some people say that. So.
Is there the Australian equivalent of the sort of American equity card thing? Where you have to get that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's boring.
No, I know. So tell us, have you started rehearsals?
Yes.
No? Yeah, we had one read-through, which was last night.
How'd that go? Mm.
Good, interesting.
Tears?
I think there were a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard-hitting at some points, you know, and I hadn't read anyone else's parts but my own, because I want to hear it in their voices, not in my own head. So hearing it for the first time, their stories, it was... Yeah, it was good. Really good.
So what attracted you to the project?
I think the fact that it's real stories. It's also, I'm only 23, so it's something that's completely out of my life. I think HIV and AIDS and being gay, I don't have any of that being a lesbian. I find it really interesting and educational and... Yeah, that's sort of why I want to do it.
And what about you, Moz?
As an actor, you sometimes do stuff for your own gain a little bit. You want to put yourself on show sometimes, but you very rarely get to do something that you can just give back to the community, and especially my community. So I was really happy to get this role.
So are we calling it a play or performance? Performance.
Performance. Performance. Yeah.
It's a spoken word performance.
Yep.
And it basically describe how you're delivering it.
Well, basically we're delivering it to whoever we want to deliver it to. So for certain characters, it might be delivering it to my mum, might be delivering it to a friend. It's just basically telling people about how I got HIV or I'm living with someone who has. So you're always talking to someone. It's not really the audience that you're talking to. You're always talking to maybe a friend or a family member. You're explaining and telling them your situation.
Does each performer have a character, or are you telling multiple stories?
They're multiple characters, so we're all doing different characters.
Is that a challenge in terms of interpreting?
Especially with the time frame, I think.
Yeah.
So they're all monologues, and with what, just over a week to get it all down and to get the characters differentiated and
you have to
real.
Sound, yeah, you have to make sure they're all different. And even today, I was working on characters, and you have to make them all different and sound different because they're all different stories. So you have to try and get those.
So is that a matter of changing your accent, or is it just changing your tone and
maybe physicality?
Yeah, physicality as well. So you have to change the way you speak and yeah.
Were there some pieces that you couldn't get your head around that were really confronting when you first read them? And you said, "How do I present this? This makes no sense to me, or this is really, you know."
I got called out when I was doing the read, and the director was like, "Okay, now you can't shy away from bareback sex and loads in your ass." All right, yeah, okay. Well, maybe okay. So I was at home going bareback sex, loads in my ass, lots of loads in my ass, loads in my ass, yeah, up my ass.
Like, okay. You know, there's this technique where you have to go around in public doing the thing.
Yeah. Should I get, please, a Big Mac, please, loads in my ass.
You may get arrested, but whatever, you know, furthers the cause, I suppose.
Yeah.
So you've got a bunch of performances for this for Midsummer. I mean, there are a whole number of them. I mean, you're doing this over and over.
Just two.
I thought there were four
over
in
the
one
day. It's great.
Yeah. Two and maybe a third.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it depends how things go.
And it's all. I suppose this is a bit of a test run, really, for AIDS 2014, when Living Positive Victoria and the production team behind Status are aiming to have it up and running and a lot of performances during the conference.
Hopefully. That'll be great.
Are you hoping to stay involved right through?
Definitely. As I said before, it's a rarity that you can just be selfless with something and give something back. And it's really important that... people should come along and support this and, you know, and listen to these stories and hear what it is from real people. So, yeah.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're with Moz and Juliet, two of the performers of Status, which is happening on Saturday the 18th of January. We'll be back to continue this chat right after this. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
Your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with Avi Miller. And
that's me.
And we're joined by Juliet and Moz. Two of the performers from Status, which is a special theatre performance supported by Living Positive Victoria and based on the current Enough campaign. It's an authentic and powerful collection of real-life stories from people living with HIV about their experiences, both good and bad. Juliet, how do you get to know about the content?
The content.
Yes. So you know, as you said before, you're a lesbian.
I feel really uneducated. So it was really interesting. I had no idea. So we were at the read-through last night and I was, it was quite an eye-opener and I realised that I have to do a lot of research now.
Was that the first time you'd actually seen the text?
No, so I'd already read it. I'd read the script and I'd gone over my parts and everything. But because there were people there who were older...
what are you saying?
Who said I was talking about you? no, who had lived through the 80s and all of that. So I saw that they were really affected by it, some of them. And, yeah, it sort of hit home a lot. And there were other stories as well as what was in the script that we were talked about.
And do both of you have characters of varying ages?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And gender.
And do you know the age? Like, is it a case of, you know, this is the story and it's by a male aged 25? Or
no. None of that's disclosed. Sometimes there are dates, but so I kind of, in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, they might be around about 40 years old. Or, but also through the rehearsal process, we can... play with things and, you know, maybe it could be an older person or the person who we're reading we may think is a woman, but it could very well be a man. So we can work with that and workshop it. So we'll do that.
Have you heard about the Enough campaign prior to, or even the play or the performance prior to auditioning?
No, I hadn't.
The Enough campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So is it is for you, Moz, as a gay guy?
Yep.
Are you able to perhaps increasingly draw on personal experiences more so than Juliet might be able to?
I can't speak for Juliet, but I knew when I was Juliet's age, I was very blunt.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember 2 years... Thank you. 2 years ago when I was like Juliet. No, yeah, I remember when I was quite blasé about the whole thing and it's like, oh, it's such a, like, topic that's so ages ago. Why are people still talking about it? And as I got older in the 2 years, It hit home more that it's out there, it's still there, and in a big way, and it's in my age bracket.
Yeah,
you know, so it's in your age bracket as well.
Now, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a play around HIV stigma and discrimination. So, I'm guessing you'll be as performers going, "Hey, mum and dad, hey, friends and family, come along to see this," and that in itself, I would anticipate would.
Oh, they have no choice.
but are they starting to ask questions about why are you doing a play around HIV? Is that a question that's come up
no.
at all?
No.
Do they know you're doing a play around?
I wouldn't even...
No, yeah. That's not even something I've even thought about. I think if anything, they'd be like, oh, amazing, awesome. I look forward to it.
I've dressed up as a drag queen. Doesn't mean I'm a drag queen.
No.
But I like it.
This is tame. Like, my parents have seen me pretty much, well, not have sex on stage, but, you know, implied it. And I was a bit worried about that. This is nothing.
But I take it it's a fairly emotional journey right throughout the performance.
Some of it's really positive. There's a beautiful story yesterday that Will...
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It was such a beautiful story, and then there's some really funny characters. So it's not doom and gloom. It's
uplifting.
I was going to say positive. it is. It's not. There's some sad stories, but majority of it, some of it's quite funny and beautiful. So,
yeah. Did that surprise you?
Yeah.
It wasn't just doom, gloom, Grim Reaper
ads. It worried me because as a gay man, if, you know, Angels of America, Philadelphia, growing up, you're like, oh, is there going to be another story about this again? And you kind of, it's like, well, I don't want to hear about the sadness all the time. But this one's really good. I was worried it was going to be really sad all the time, but it's not. So... Oh.
Status is part of the Midsummer Theatre Program and is being performed at the Gallery 314, Richmond Uniting Church at 314 Church Street, Richmond, on Saturday the 18th of January. There are two performances, one at 2 p.m. and one at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased from midsummer.org.au and it's being supported by, of course, Living Positive Victoria, and Joy is a proud media partner as well. Juliet and Moz, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, guys.
And we're looking forward to heading along and seeing the performance.
Checking it out.
Yes.
Cool.
Thank you.
We'll see you there.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be back with Associate Professor Mark Stuve right after this. You're on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.